WMAL, this is where Washington comes to talk. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. And joining us right now, former pollster for President Bill Clinton and also a Democratic campaign consultant, Doug Schoen. Thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're spinning off of your column last week, headline, Hillary may not be the nominee. And, of course, tomorrow's the big California primary where you're theorizing that if she loses tomorrow, that could be it. Explain that, because the numbers, the math here seems that she's going to be the nominee.
Well, I say in the piece that she is more likely than not to be the nominee. I say these are possibilities, not probabilities. But if she loses badly tomorrow and the polls have tightened within 2 points and we have a number of new registrants totaling about, I don't know, a million and a half. Should she lose, the calls for Bernie Sanders to stay in the race, I think, will only escalate to the convention. We do have what has been called the FBI primary coming up, and I suspect if Senator Sanders stays in, he will seek to bind the superdelegates to the way their state has voted. Put another way, we could have a chaotic Democratic convention instead of a united one.
I want you to pick up that thought, the FBI primary. What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, sure, Brian. It means that the Secretary of State and her top aides are still under investigation by the FBI and the Justice Department for the email scandal, potentially activities associated with the Clinton Foundation. And it's pretty hard to see if there's some finding of culpability somewhere that would not substantially harm the secretary's candidacy for president.
All right. So do you think that then Bernie is the go-to guy, or might there be something else that would emerge?
Well, I don't. I mean, I think that certainly Bernie and his supporters would be particularly zealous in seeking the nomination, and they'd have a substantial claim on it. But I also tend to think that the Democratic Party elders would look to Vice President Joe Biden and potentially Elizabeth Warren to pick up the cudgel, if you will, and run in Hillary's stead should any of this play out as I've suggested.
Well, listen, now, no one would enjoy this more than Brian and I. I mean, we would love to see this, Doug. But I mean, when you say the Democratic Party elders, aren't Bill and Hillary Clinton the Democratic Party elders? I mean, who is going to step in and have the kind of influence that you're suggesting to say, sorry, Hillary, you can't do it?
One man. And that's President Obama, perhaps Valerie Jarrett. Now, look, I hear reports that the president could well endorse Secretary Clinton once it becomes clear that she's the nominee. But whether he does that or not, if there is, as I said, a finding of culpability in the FBI report and the Justice Department action, my guess is all bets are off.
I hear this wild scenario that, some people say, well, the president could pardon Hillary for all crimes past and present.
Gee, I don't think that would happen.
You don't think that happened?
I would think we'd have a constitutional crisis if something like that happened. So I don't see that.
All right, so what's your, and you've given us a scenario there, and you go on to say that, look, I'm not saying this is the likely outcome, it is a possible outcome. What do you think is the likely outcome?
I think the likely outcome is that Secretary Clinton wins the nomination tomorrow night. I think that it is almost certain that Bernie Sanders will carry on. That is, I can't see what the logical argument for him to stand down would be. And I believe we're going to have a chaotic Democratic convention with the possibility that there could be what I would call an exogenous act, to wit, something done by the Justice Department that could roil the whole process and proceedings.
Setting aside whether the Justice Department brings any kind of charges up against Hillary Clinton due to her email server, is she significantly weakened as a general election candidate because of this challenge, partly because of the challenge, but also partly because of her having to lean so far to the left to accommodate the Sanders crowd?
She is weakened, but given the events of the last week, both with what Donald Trump has said about the judge in the Trump University case, his failure to respond frontally to her foreign policy speech, and his failure so far to embrace an alternative economic strategy, given the weak job numbers. I think Hillary Clinton's weakened, and Donald Trump, by dint of these actions or lack of actions, has weakened himself.
By not taking advantage of her weakness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people looking at the Republican side of the equation and have commented about the fact that Donald Trump has talked so much about this judge as a strategist. That doesn't seem like it was the right direction to go, and many people have criticized him for that. Do you think he got the message?
Well, I don't know if he's gotten the message, because he's doubled down on his attacks on the judge and said he feel the same way about a Muslim judge. I don't think this helps him build the broad coalition he will necessarily need, nor do I think continuing to attack Republican elected officials like Susana Martinez helps the cause either.
Well, it's interesting, but that suggests that he's going to win the presidency only by appealing to Latino voters. Are you thinking that he's going to lose Latino voters because of this, or is it white voters who don't want to be associated with Trump if he's constantly being called racist in the media?
Well, probably both, but certainly if he is eschewing appeals to African-American and particularly Latino voters, who make up about a quarter of the electorate, maybe a little more, he's going to need really close to 65% of the white vote to win, and that's a pretty tall order.
Meanwhile, Hillary's got a real problem with white men, doesn't she? I mean, she doesn't even hit 20%, I think, with white men.
Yeah, she has a real problem with white men. She has a real problem in terms of the campaign message. And while I think she's going to attack Donald Trump increasingly stridently, she's yet to address the issue of what she would do and why she wants to be president. Mm.
All right, well, we're going to leave it right there. Doug Schoen, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much,
Brian,
sir.
Thank you so much.